Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and a very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Please wash your hands. Dr. Sarah, now, you don't want your surname used, and this will become obvious and evident in a few minutes. Why? Sarah, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Now, the website you're talking about is, avert your ears, F-U-C-K, the Leaving Cert.
That's it.
And how did you come across this, Sarah?
I came across it because I became gravely concerned about the discussions for the predictive grades and the fact that mock exams are being considered as a possible source of data for the current Leaving Cert. So I was aware at the time of the mocks that they were not perfect, and I just became more kind of aware of that more immediately after looking into it a little more closely, as this became a political issue. And I found these archived sites. You can find them quite quickly on Reddit, or even there's a website which collects all of the archived websites called Wayback Machine, and they have all the mock papers on them, and the date is January.
So you're saying it's called fucktheleaving.com. Reddit, by the way, the Reddit moderators say they've no affiliation to any of the leaks, but the leaks are there, but they say they've nothing to do with them. And you're saying the mock papers were leaked before the mock exams this year on this website?
Well, I'm looking at I'm looking at a printout of an archive site, and it has all the exams on them as downloadable as PDF. And that's all I can I say about that. Yeah. So, and my feeling is, discussions with my daughter, that this is well known on social media and the students. So, the diligent student will choose not to use that as a measure, but the non sort of diligent ones will choose to cheat, I suppose. But if they then use these results as an indication of future results for the instead of the Leaving Cert, there'll be problems with that.
You think the mocks are contaminated?
Yeah, I do.
But does it not look, as you listen to all the debates, given the ticking clock, so to speak, given the unpredictability of the virus, that it's almost certain now that the Leaving Cert is going to be abandoned? And it will be mocks, and it will be school data, and it will be school performance over the years.
I guess I don't know what the outcome will be after political discussions, but my feeling is that it is possible to carry out the Leaving Cert, or at least some kind of form of that, and at least that would be a fair. While, of course, no situation is ideal in this instance, because, of course, everybody is suffering, everybody is stressed, but at least that would give the same platform to everybody, and everybody is in the same boat. Of course, it's not a nice boat to be in, but it is a boat to be in.
What are you suggesting, Sarah?
I'm suggesting that the situation in itself is not ideal, but if the Leaving Cert were to go ahead, as kind of stated in the end of July, at least it would be a fair for everybody. It would be the same situation for everybody, as opposed to...
But what if the government said, well, we won't be able to make a decision until the middle of July?
I suppose that's not ideal. I can't comment on you know, the government will make political decisions based on existing circumstances, and I understand and that, you know, we're under a situation that is changing day to day. However, I think it's perfectly within the capacity of the government to define, put into place a well-defined set of conditions that would be attached to a potential leaving cert at the end of July, even if that needed to be abandoned if the mm-hmm. you know, if the infection rate increased or what have you.
And how is your daughter doing?
Well, she's actually doing, she's of course struggling like everybody in her position, but she is working really hard and mm-hmm. trying to get through. But my feeling from, you know, her is that the main source of stress isn't not the actual leaving cert, but the lack of clarity.
Yeah, that's for everybody. That's why I think they should clear it up. But, and do you think Reddit is a very, Reddit have nothing to do with the leak or these mock papers, as you say, being open to people who want to cheat before the mocks this year. But how will we ever know? I know you're adamant, and that's true, that your own daughter didn't access this site to give her any unfair advantage. But how will we ever know who did?
Absolutely. You won't. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, So you'll be in a position to giving students potentially college places over other students on basis of a fundamentally unfair set of criteria.
Okay, say with us, Sarah, 51551, wash your hands, 1850, 715815. Dylan J. McLaughlin. Dylan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you going?
Good. Are you due to do the leaving cert?
Yeah, I'm due to sit the leaving on the 29th of July.
Okay, well, what's your opinion?
I just feel the way we've been treated by the department is totally unfair. I think you should be given the option to sit the exams in July if you're not happy. But otherwise, it should be predicted grades.
So it can only be one or the other, surely. Either the exam is on or it's not.
I think there's so much people giving out about predicted grades that people should be given the option. Like, not everyone wants predicted grades, and not everyone wants to have a leaving cert in July. Yeah. Like, if people take the predicted grades, and I presume a lot of people will, it'll be a lot easier to make the exams possible in July because there'll be less people and social distancing will be a lot easier to be carried out.
Now, you say, 26,000, there's normally about 57,000 doing the leaving cert. You say 26,000 students have signed a petition to have it cancelled?
Yeah, that's true.
And did you sign it?
I signed it.
You want to cancel, but you also want the option if anyone wants to do a leaving certificate. They can do it now.
Well, then you're covering everyone there.
Were you aware that there was, before the mocks this year, that there was exam papers doing the rounds, which subsequently proved to be quite accurate?
Every year you hear them rumours, but I know a lot of, like, we're not going to have them exam papers in July this year. So why look at them? I know myself, I didn't look at them. I don't know where to find them. But, yeah, there is always rumours that they're there, but that's there every year.
But it's, were you aware of it this year?
Yeah,
because you were aware that there was a website with the mock papers on it. And now, not the mock papers in different schools can be different, so to speak. But there are a number of companies, I think, who do, and they're all reputable companies, who supply mock exams to schools and marking systems. But you were aware that it was a cheating website doing the rounds?
Well, not a website, but people would have copies of the papers from schools that had done it previous weeks.
That is cheating, isn't it, Dylan?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well, what do you think of what Dr. Sarah is saying? She believes the mock exams are contaminated, and then to use them in a predictive process would be dodgy, to say so to speak.
But it wouldn't only be the mock exams that would be added into these predicted grades. It'd be all the other exams we've done in the last 2 years. Look, none of this is ideal.
Yeah, I know.
But this is maybe an option that we have because the stress on those sixth-year students now. The leaving cert was a marathon. We were on our 41st kilometre and now we have to go all the way to 50K. I just don't think it's fair that we have to sit through COVID-19.
Yeah.
And then do the biggest exam of our life at the end of this.
Okay, stay with us because Pat is a school principal in Mayo, second level. Pat, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. afternoon, Joe.
Were you aware of what Dr. Sarah is revealing here, that there was a cheating website going around before the mock exams called fuckdeleaving.com?
No, I didn't. I didn't know about that, Joe, no.
Okay. What do you think should happen, Pat?
I believe the exams should go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
There are exams running, as far as I know, in Hong Kong at the moment. We're not Hong Kong, we're Ireland. We have a small country, and there's many queries and questions about the Leaving Cert and have been for years. At the same time, it has served the country fairly well. Most of the medical experts that we hear every day probably did their Leaving Cert and did their training, a lot of it in Ireland. I'm mindful that there is a digital divide. I'm very mindful that young people, nobody knows how they're experiencing this. So I'm not indifferent to it or fixated on the Leaving Cert. I also have a daughter who's doing the exam, and she's her father's daughter, so she's quite resilient, you know. In my experience, the children that have been studying are still studying, and we have a wonderful school here in Swinford with lovely students and very dedicated teachers. And we still have a level of disengagement, and anybody who'd say anything different is not honest. But people should be wary, I suppose, of unintended consequences. And like, if a student is taking a subject outside of school, who's going to offer in a predicted grade? You know, what happens if you're offering predicted grades and you're a neighbour down the road? I mean, some of the conversations...
Or your father is a school principal.
Yes, but my daughter's not in this school.
I know, but... your parents are a teacher in the same...
Absolutely. There's a whole pile of layers, and, like, Ireland has suffered, I suppose, at some level because of influence. I happen to like the fact that they leave insert. The young people go in, they get a script for a number. It's brutal. It is brutal. There's no doubt about it. I'm not claiming that it's perfect by any means.
But there's no bias involved in terms of...
I know well, because I work with the State Exams Commission as well, that every effort is made to try and be fair with the young people. Mm. And the fact is, Joe, as you know, and you've done a brilliant job honouring the people and bringing it to public notice, the consequences of what we're living with, you know, we may not get a vaccine, we may not get one soon. Mm-hmm. There's an element of the country having to live with this, and it seems to me it might be a statement of hope for the future that the young people got the opportunity in 2020 to have an experience that's not exactly as previous generations, but it's a statement of the future. I mean, in 5 or 6 years' time, what will be the legacy of these young people if they're dependent on predicted grades? And that's not a slight on the professionalism of teachers. It's just that there's obviously expectations.
What do you think of Dylan's, who's a student? His thing is, his point is, everyone's saying we need a plan B, but he's saying we should have plan A and plan B. In other words, we should, if students wish to throw their hat in, so to speak, to the predictive grade scenario, they can. Or if you want to sit the leaving certificate, obviously the numbers would be reduced, therefore, you can as well. Or one or the other, obviously.
Yeah, and I take the point, and he made a good point about being listened to, and, you know, that may well happen, and there is contingency planning underway at the moment. I suppose my question as well is the fact that it's now so public, and I'm guilty of it myself. I mean, 2 weeks ago there was an observation that the students should boycott the exams, or maybe students should do 5 exams. I mean, I don't think any of that is helpful.
Yeah.
I just don't think that that helps, because the young people, 1 minute... they're doing the exams. The next minute they get out of bed, there's a different headline on the paper, and now they have to live. And what does that mean? And how do people stay motivated? It sort of undermines the good work the teachers are doing, the length and breadth of the country. So I suppose I would trust, I have no brief for the minister, but I do know he's compassionate and has shown that in the past with decisions that were taken about the Leaving Cert before now. And I would trust the people, the various partners that work together, to be working on other possibilities. But the minister did make a decision that the exam was going to go ahead on the 29th, and that sort of settled people.
And you think you should stick to that?
I think the country should mobilise and should do everything it possibly can to run the exam. I really believe that people should do that, and I'm not oblivious to the health impact and the consequences. And if it becomes clear at the end of May or the first week in June that this is not realistic or sustainable, well then... a different decision will be made, and it's equivalent to what happened with the junior cycle. you know, a few weeks ago, junior cycle exams were continuing and now they're not.
Well, except that the Leaving Cert is much more in terms of CAO, in terms of the UK, in terms of Poland, in terms of Maastricht, wherever wherever else they're going. Stay with us, Pat. Isabel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Joe. You're a student. You're in Carlow. What's your preference?
I think the only fair way of awarding CAO points is to hold a Leaving Cert. I was listening to Sean O'Rourke's programme this morning and I heard Colm O'Rourke mentioning the idea of incorporating the mock results into the exam. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, the world and its mother knows that the mock results were leaked online. I personally didn't look at them because I wanted a true reflection. I want to be honest with myself. But,
and when you say it was well known, was it this website that Dr. Sarah told us about? I was unaware of it actually, but I don't have anyone doing the leaving. We're way beyond that. But it was called fuckdeleavingcert.com. Were you aware of that?
No, I didn't. I wasn't aware of what website they were leaked on or anything.
But you knew. Okay, but you knew if you wanted to get them, you could.
Oh yeah, anybody in the country who wanted to access them, but I didn't. And to be honest now, if they're going to be incorporating in mock results, I'm quite, I regret not looking at them because I'd be happy enough to agree with cancellation of the Leaving Cert. If I had looked at them now, I would have gotten the points for my course.
Fianna Fáil are adamant that they want the Leaving Cert cancelled, abandoned effectively.
Yeah, I understand that Fianna Fáil are pushing for the cancellation. And I was wondering myself, is this a ploy to get the young vote in the generation to come?
They won't be getting your vote because you want the Leaving Cert to go ahead.
Oh, definitely not. They won't be getting my vote. But I normally vote for the candidates themselves. So
yeah, okay. And Isabel, what are you hearing from your fellow students, Leaving Cert students? What's the feeling insofar as you can judge it? Do they want to cancel? Do they want the predictive?
Well, I'm only going to speak for myself on here, Joe, so I'm not going to talk about others, what they want or anything. I'm just speaking my opinion.
No, I want to know what you're hearing. I don't want you to put words in my mouth. What are you generally hearing on your social media or your chats with your buddies?
To be honest, it's diverse. It's split nearly.
Yeah, split, 50-50.
But I also just want to say that it's not really fair to ask teachers to predict grades for students when there's so much at stake as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Emily. Thanks, Isabel. That's Isabel and Carlo. Emily, you're a Leaving Cert student. Cancel or predictive? Cancel, predictive, or go ahead with the Leaving Cert on July 29th?
Well, I think to cancel it and go ahead with predictive grades.
Were you aware that there were sites with the mock Leaving Cert exam papers on them before the exam took place?
No, I had no idea about that at all, but I'd still go with predictive grades regardless of that. I think there's other ways to get those results without using mocks. Like, there's tests such as that I think most people have done, like the DATS. It's like an aptitude test. I know I did it in CY, and that shows you just your natural ability, which was supposed to help guide us in our career. But, like, stuff like that could be used, I think.
Okay, what do you hope to study? Have you any?
Well, I had hoped to study actuary, but I don't think that's going to happen at the moment because I can't see myself getting those sorts of results with the way things are.
Well, actuarial studies are high points, aren't they?
Yeah, extremely, extremely. But, you know, I'm kind of a student that learns really well at school by listening and stuff. Okay. And I feel like, you know, we've lost so much school time and it's really affected me, definitely.
Okay.
And hearing all this stuff on radios and, you know, all over social media, on the news every night about these different possibilities, it's so unmotivating and, you know, it really gets all of me and my friends down about this whole situation.
And how have you managed over the last 7 weeks, Emily?
Well, if I'm being dead honest, like, definitely, you know, I've studied quite well and I've never not done my homework and I've never had issues in school. But I've definitely decreased my study. Just, it's natural though, I think. Like, it's hard to stay motivated in circumstances like these.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we all, I know me and my friends have such worries about the CAO and, like, some want to do apprenticeships, but, like, will that go ahead because there's going to be such a, you know, like, possibly a recession? You know, people can't take on stuff like that. And, like, I have no idea how I'm going to get accommodation when I can't do accommodation. We all have such worries, not to mention the fact that the Leaving Cert might still have to go ahead.
Okay, say what it's on. John Brennan. John is well known in the Leaving Cert world. Runs a grind school in Ballantyre, the Ballantyre Institute. John, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe?
Good. What's it, did you hear about the site is gone,
I
obviously.
I did, yeah, I did hear about it.
F-U-C-K, the Leaving Cert.
Yeah, the difficulty with the mocks is that the schools don't all do them at the same time.
Yeah.
The rugby schools are inclined to do them later. And
so papers would leak.
Yes, always leak, absolutely transparent. And the other thing too is the standard of the mock papers varies dramatically. My experience is in maths now, there's two organisations produce papers. One is generally too easy and the other one's way too difficult. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to get a standard. The other thing too is that a lot of teachers set their own exams and they don't examine the entire course. They, you know, put in topics that are, take out topics that they haven't studied. So the mocks, you couldn't really judge anything on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, what I think about the leaving cert, first mm-hmm. of all, it's secure in a sense that everybody has confidence in the exam. It's fair most of the time, and it, you know, the correctors really are impartial, and the results are transparent, and the students can review their results and apply for rechecks. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. what teacher is going to give a student a H7 in honors maths leaving cert and deprive them of 25 extra points? You know, you couldn't do that. So, you know, also students that were going to do, that say did ordinary level, sorry, did higher level maths in the mm-hmm. mocks, didn't pass, they would normally drop to ordinary level, but now they can stick to higher and be guaranteed to get a H6. You know, I mean, it's very, it puts too much pressure on teachers and teachers.
Because H7 is cruel, basically.
Yeah, H7 is cruel because they get
you
points
lose so
all right,
much, yeah.
37 points, but they don't get the bonus.
Yeah. So one grade upwards would bring them from 37 plus 25, would bring them to
46 plus 25, bring them to 71.
Oh, what are you, okay, 46, okay, 71, yeah.
You know, wow. So that would make a huge difference.
In their onward trail. So,
yeah,
so
the other thing too.
What should happen to the Leaving Cert?
I personally, my opinion is that they should try and run it at all costs, but let people know soon. That, you know, the poor kids are. I mean, they've been studying for this thing for the last 3 years, and you know, they need to get some sort of, you know, consistent message from the government. You know, either put it on, or else we're going to do some predictive grading, but the predictive grading is very, 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 it's fraught with problems. I mean, I, for example, taught my own two sons in St. Benilde's,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I would have had to give one of them Leaving Cert, you know, I would have to give them a H1 or a H2, do you know what I mean? If I gave him a H2, he'd kill me.
Okay.
You know, so that's very difficult, and, you know, and teachers, you know, it's very difficult. I think, do the Leaving Cert, you know, make it as an absolute priority. Look, you know, give the kids confidence in that's going to happen. And, you know, if unfortunately because of the virus it doesn't happen, then, you know, have a plan B. But have the plan B already formulated.
Yeah. But when you say go ahead with the Leaving Cert at all costs,
sorry,
you mean July 29th? Given the ticking clock, John.
It is, yeah. That's the problem. Sorry, I just couldn't hear you there for a second.
Yeah, okay.
No, I would think, you know, the students, the vast majority of them don't bother with cheating sites and all the rest of it. You know, you can only cheat so much.
Yeah, good point. Well, then, are you arguing against yourself now?
No, I'm arguing against that there should be a Leaving Cert.
Yeah.
No, that's it. The mocks are, there's so many variables. You know, you could write a thesis on these things.
Yeah.
You know. So there really, really is. And I think, to be fair to the kids, the students will have confidence in the old system because it is extremely fair. I corrected myself for years. Mm-hmm. The SEC go out of their way to try and make sure that the thing is done fairly.
Yeah.
I mean, you can actually see the exam papers. You can check your results. You can ask for a recheck.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell would you do that if you got predictive marking, you know? I could see the courts being full of
students. That's right. That was my next question. If I got a predictive result, which stopped me doing actuarial studies, for example, by 2 points, could I go to law? I don't mean law. I mean, could I go up to the High Court?
Yeah. I'd say you probably could, because that is like my point about the H6 and the H7 and the Honours Leaving Cert maths. You know, an awful lot of people are going to be getting H6s that wouldn't. And I mean, there's 1,000 kids that get H7s, you know, in the present system.
Oh, so yeah.
You know, so it's it's very difficult. But I think if the students knew for a fact that the leaving was going to take place on the 29th of July.
Okay, that would
put an end to it.
Okay.
Listen, Joe, just one small thing.
Yeah.
I have a load of maths notes that I'm giving away free on tuition.ie. So if any students want to, just log into tuition.ie. There's loads of my notes. I'm partially retired, so they're there for free.
And you're probably, I know I've come across some, but I think you're the best maths teacher I've ever come across in terms of communication and understanding and getting the message across to young people and others. So well done, John. John, thanks, Niamh. So it's called tuition.ie, and you can have John Brennan's notes.
Loads of notes there.
And really, really well explained. Thanks, John, and good
thanks,
health.
Joe, thank
by
you
the
much.
Way, by the way, you mentioned your two sons.
Yes.
How did they do in maths?
well, very well.
Okay. In the leaving cert.
In the leaving cert. One of them is an eye surgeon in London, and the other guy is a doctor of environmental science here in Dublin.
Wow. So, in other words, and we won't talk about your boys, but you're saying in their leaving cert they got either H1 or H2 in higher maths.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But you're saying if it had been predictive, and you had given them a H1 or H2, the neighbours would have marched on your house.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
Okay.
There would have been a grey-haired doll with lots of pins stuck in it.
Okay. Are you still doing the Christmas trees, John?
Yes.
Okay.
You have a great memory, yes. I'm actually planning Christmas at the moment.
Okay, well done. What are your predictive ruminations about Christmas?
I don't know is the answer.
Which Christmas is you?
Christmas. Yeah, we're organising stuff for Christmas 2020. Hopefully it'll take place. Please God, it will.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, John Brennan, kind regards.
Thanks, Joe.
To you and your family. Nora, good afternoon. What do you think?
Good afternoon, Joe.
John says the leaving cert at all costs around July 29th. What do you think?
Well, I think I'd have to disagree with... Sorry, no, I wouldn't have to disagree with him there. I'd have to agree with him there. I definitely don't think they should use predicted grades for the leaving cert, and I'll tell you why. Number one, they do predicted grades every year in England for certain university courses, and every year people complain about it because it's biased. It's what teachers think. Mm-hmm. And in Ireland's case, we base an exams on our representatives. And the reason we'll be representative is because the mock papers leak every year. This is a fact.
Okay.
And were you aware
of them leaking this year, Nora?
Absolutely. Somebody showed me the English paper.
Oh, did they? Okay.
What was explained to me was, I want to be clear, I didn't cheat in the English paper.
I know that.
But what was explained to me was that there are only very few company papers, right?
They do the papers.
In-house.
Yeah,
and you know that's probably fairly immune to cheating unless somebody breaks into an office or something.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a company, then there's only maybe two or three that do it. So the papers for the entire country, for all the schools that send out for the papers, which many schools do, then those become available every year.
Right.
And
because there's your line
of want to be clear, I didn't complete that.
I know that. Nora,
yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that, and it's quite, by the way, it's quite obvious from your conversation that you're an honours English student. By the way, you're so strong and articulate. But Nora,
it's shown to me from the paper. It was from a company. It was from one. And when I got my English paper on my mock, then it was the same paper.
Okay,
the papers were out there and they were accurate. Well, and
okay.
I'd say they were generally available. I didn't know about that website, but my impression was that they were available in social media and that people were getting them there. And I also want to emphasize that some students actually ditched particular exams because they wanted to give themselves a jolt or because they didn't care about them. And the whole atmosphere in the mock is completely different to the atmosphere in the leaving cert. You're talking again that they're graded harsher.
Nora, stay with us, please. I want to try and improve that line because you're making some very strong points. 51551, wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Now we're talking to Nora, we're talking about what will happen with the leaving cert. Should it be abandoned altogether? Or should it be predictive grades? And then a lot of people are saying based on the mocks, and then a lot of students are telling us the mocks were contaminated because the papers were leaked beforehand not that everyone looked at them, but and Nora, are you saying, July 29th, Nora, leaving cert, yes or no?
I don't know about July 29th specifically, but I think it is a good idea to just hold the leaving cert, but hold it at a later date so that students have time to get back into school, to get back into the normal run of things, and to you know, practice or what was lost time. Like, even though we've been taking classes at home, although be able to need good internet connection, you need this, you need that, you know, people, you've still been a little bit unmoored, you've still felt a little bit odd about it.
Yeah, yeah. And what's your point in your text here about everyone should get a pass?
Well, I was just messing, really. I kind of thought, you know, we quite, you know, I'd like a H1. I think we'd all like a H1.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I do think it'd be, I think, like, it's still going to be flawed if they hold the Leaving Cert at a later date, but I think it'd be a much better idea than using predicted grades, because predicted grades are biased, and, like, you know, the Leaving Cert is the Leaving Cert. That's what people are aiming for. People were studying for these exams based on the idea that they'd have their Leaving Cert in June, and that's how people focus their energy, so that they don't represent people's best efforts, they don't represent people's, like, most reasonable effort. So I don't think you can guess a Leaving Cert grade off of a mock grade, particularly.
Okay, it's generating an awful lot of interest. Thanks, Nora, and kind regards regardless of what happens in terms of exam or predictive. Heather Kane is in Clonmel. Heather, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Your daughter, you tell us here in your text, has wrote an article which was published in the journal.ie, I don't know when it was, in April, and about her desire to do the Leaving Certificate.
That's right, yeah.
And you say she suffered, my words, dog's abuse.
Well, look, she got comments underneath this, but because, look, sure, I suppose this is what happens, you know, the opinions are divided and...
Mm-hmm.
It's hard going, you know. I think people probably think, oh, well, why would she want to do it? But the reason she wants to do her Leaving Cert is because she wants to get back to school for those 2 weeks, you know, and have that last, mm-hmm. her last moments and, you know, and sit her exam and hope that she can do her best. Like, she certainly wasn't. She's panicking now that she's going to have, you know, her mock results used, or we haven't even got all the mock results back yet, so she's thinking, like, oh, so she's worried about that, you know, and it's not everybody that doesn't want to predict a check or grades, you know, and that's, I suppose, her article, really, she was just, you know, saying in her article that that's what she wanted, you know, that she wanted to sit her exam, and
it's very well argued. Though she does reveal at the end, she's a six-year student at Rockwell College, which is a private school, and you say she got abuse because she was attending a private school.
Well, I think, yeah, like, under comments underneath on the Facebook thing, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, like, she's an aristocrat, she's this, you know, she's come from a privileged background, you know, stuff like that. But I suppose the kids are angry, you know, because they don't know where to focus their energies towards, and maybe that's where that was coming from. But also adults the same, like, that they were, you know, and I think she was just coming from her opinion that she wanted to sit her Leaving Cert, you know, and...
Were these comments under the journal articles, at the very popular site, the journal articles allow comments underneath, unless it's a court case, girl, the comments underneath, were these underneath her article?
On Facebook, yeah.
On Facebook, okay.
Yeah.
And what effect did those comments have on your daughter, Poppy?
Well, I think it's funny because people have opinions of children that possibly go to a private school or whatever, and it always isn't always the case. You know, some people are saying to her, well, what about the immunosuppressed people that, you know, that will be putting themselves in danger too? They're leaving. So, well, Poppy is immunosuppressed. So, like, obviously she didn't have that voice to say that, you know, at the time, or she didn't. She felt there was no need to say she had said what she wanted to say.
So even though she has health issues and is immunosuppressed, she still advocated for the Leaving Cert to go ahead.
Absolutely,
and then
yeah.
Part of the criticism she got was from people saying, well, it's all right for you, you're not immunosuppressed like me. Well, she is.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
And by the way...
And somebody actually said in the comments, one of the comments, somebody said, well, you know, why didn't you write your full story? Like, why didn't you say that you... Well, because that isn't where she's coming from. Where she's coming from is, I've studied, I wanted to get my Leaving Cert. I realise that we're in a pandemic. We all have to, like, you know, put our heads down now, you know, cocoon or whatever we have to do and just get on with it, like, because life isn't like that, that you can just walk away from things because something's gone wrong. And that's, I think that's okay. where she was coming from.
And if Poppy had health issues, did she miss any mock exams, for example, or miss any?
She didn't miss mock exams. She certainly has missed a lot of time due to her health issues. Yeah. Absolutely, like, she didn't miss any of her mocks, you know, thank God. But yeah, like, she's like, everybody has different struggles, like, and you can roll out. Well, there's not, like, one, somebody said, like, well, we don't all have computers to sit in front of. Well, she has one computer shared between five brothers and sisters that she sits in front of. Yeah. You know, but it's the presumption that, yeah, you know, yeah, that you're, you know, and it's just not the case.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, Heather, kind regards to you and Poppy and the people queuing up to use the computer in your house. I hope you've good broadband, but that can vary. Even in Dublin, it can vary dramatically from street to street. Thanks. That's Heather Kane in Clonmel. 51551 Mashrans. Molly Bourne, good afternoon.
Hi, John.
Hi, Molly. What did you write in your email to the Taoiseach on Bank Holiday Monday?
It was a proposed system for the Leaving Cert. So basically, we use predicted grades as a baseline, and students of sixth year all receive their predicted grades, and we choose what exams we sit. So say out of my seven exams, I like my predicted grades in three of them, I sit four of them. That the onus then becomes on the student to sit the exams and decide what exam they want to sit. You want to sit all of them, you sit all of them. You don't want to sit any of them, you don't sit any of them. And it just it becomes easier for social distancing as well. More and schools have the ability to do it.
And the student number of students would be reduced. But are you saying, Molly, that the predictive grades are based on the mocks?
Well, I'm saying it's based off your final grade from school, be it your mocks or your Christmas grade, as some schools don't actually sit mocks.
I know that. Yeah. But the mocks were contaminated.
Yes, I heard that.
By cheating. Were you aware that there was a site that...
I had heard of it, but I'd never seen it myself.
Okay. Have you got it? Well, the Taoiseach is a very busy man these days. So that's your proposal, which is not too far removed from Dylan's proposal, and that is... that you say you have a choice. You either accept a predictive grade, but you have to accept it when you get it, or else you can have a go at doing the subject you want to do, but you have to accept the result. If the Leaving Cert result in your subject is not as good as your mock result, you still have to stick with the Leaving Cert result. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, because you don't get to eat cake with two hands. You have to choose, you know?
Okay, and then, a great phrase, and then... That kind of reduces the chance of a legal challenge, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Because you're making the choice.
Yeah, the onus is it's essentially on us. It was our decision to sit the exam. Therefore, we essentially have no form of redress.
That's a very good point. Well, very well put. Molly, what do you hope to study?
Yeah, political science, international relations and social justice.
Well done. Did you tell Leo that?
No.
Okay. Now, well done, Molly. It's a good. I think it's a good. That's between yourself and Dylan, and that chimes in with what John Brennan and Pat, the principal from Mayo, was saying. Paula, thanks, Molly. Mind yourself. How are you managing, by the way, in the lockdown, Molly?
I'm doing well. I'm keeping in touch with my friends, but as is, we're all a bit kind of stressed about this, and we just want an answer now.
And I don't know who it was earlier on. Was it Isabel? Was saying that with the best will in the world, you just don't study as much as you you'd like.
No, definitely not. No, especially when you need to.
You're gone there. Especially as everything is up in the air and you're waiting to find out what's happening. Okay, Molly Bourne, Paula O'Neill, Paula. Good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making the call. What's your position on this fence?
So my big concern is my daughter is actually doing it even certain due to sit it on the 29th of July. My big concern is bringing them back in for the 2 weeks beforehand, which they're scheduled to do when they've been at home, not mixing with any of their friends or being outside, really, and then putting them into school classrooms 2 weeks before or for 2 weeks before their exam, and then subsequently maybe getting sick before they even get a chance to sit their exam. So... to me, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, that they should, you know, ideally I'd rather they just went in June and sat their exams and finished and then had a bit of a summer to look forward to and the teachers had their time off and the leaving cert would be done.
But the June is still in the middle of...
Absolutely, and we know that, Joe. So, But my big concern would be bringing them back in 2 weeks before their exams into a classroom setting. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what they're going to gain from being a teacher. Would they be more nervous? Would they start to panic even more? Or are they better off just going in on the 29th of July, if that's the case, to sit those exams? As best and as the best of health that they can be in.
But your last line in your text is proceed with it and be done with it. But they don't know if they can proceed with it or not, because it's outside. It's coming. It's the health situation.
Well, it's the whole health thing, and it's the anxiety that's going along with this as well. You know, it's a very stressful time. You know, the kids are very upset, and you know, their mental health is the most important thing now as well. Mm, to this state. You know, they've nothing to look forward to, really,
okay,
at the moment.
How's your offspring doing in the lockdown as they prepare for the Leaving Cert?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing very well, and she's very lucky too. She's got some excellent teachers who have been really engaging, really encouraging, very positive. Give them lovely ideas for beautiful mornings to get up and go for a nice walk if they can get out, really focusing on their mental health as well. They're very supportive.
Yeah, that's really important.
You know,
that's
and I really admire the teachers, yeah. And maybe that's why some of the kids would love to sit an exam, because they probably want to reflect how well they could do, even to impress mm-hmm. the teachers that have engaged them, some of them, for the last 5 or 6 years.
Good point.
You know, so.
And how are you managing? How are you managing the lockdown, Paula?
Yeah, great. Okay. I'm working as a nurse, so I'm busy.
Oh, well done.
So, yeah, I also have a junior cert as well. We know we've spoken about that too. But so
you have a what, sorry?
A child to do junior cert as well, so.
Okay, you have a junior cert as well, okay. God, you're up to your eyes. Okay, Pollock,
so
stay safe.
I just want to wish all those students the best of luck, because I think they're amazing and they're a credit to everybody.
Are you out for a walk, Paula?
I am.
Well done. Okay. Between.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Mind yourself.
Take care, Joe.
Safe traveling.
Bye,
you too. 51551 Marchant.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at rt.ie. John, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. You have. Okay. Your story, please. Your daughter due to do the leaving.
Yeah, due to do the leaving. It's kind of heartbreaking that what's transpired over the last 6 weeks. I've watched somebody who's very, very bubbly, very, very bright, doing well. Mm-hmm. And as this has kind of come over the last 6 weeks, to come to the stage where she has said to her mother, her more like sisters and mother and daughter get on very, very well together, that she would rather go out and sweep the roads rather than bring this virus back, because her mother suffers from COPD. Mm-hmm. So the words is, she said to her, I wouldn't be able to live with the guilt that if she brought something home to her and nothing happened to her. So she's quite prepared to go out and sweep the roads in kind of a nonchalant manner. But she's extremely worried about it. And
she's saying my mum's health is much more important than the Leaving Cert.
She just wouldn't be able to carry on, in her own words, if anything happened to her due to her bringing back this virus into the house. So it's heartbreaking, because before this, she was looking forward to doing the leaving with the friends, the whole lot, and just kind of watched her kind of a little bit of the glee go out of the eye over the last 6 weeks. And it didn't happen overnight. It just, you know, this realization over 6 weeks of God, this is serious. And she obviously made it up in her own mind that, you know, going to sit the leaving is, she sees it as kind of a death sentence, do you know what I mean? And she just wouldn't be able to live with it. And that's just the point I wanted to make, George. Yeah.
And John, if the Leaving Cert did go ahead on July 29th, but there still was a cloud, or in other words, there were still cases in Ireland, your daughter would be in a terrible dilemma, wouldn't she?
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely. She is, I mean, like I said, over 6 weeks, I watched somebody that's gone very, very bright. Now, I'm not exaggerating. She's still laughing and bubbly and all this. And she'll admit herself that she's not probably putting in as big an effort as she should, because it's you don't have that regime there.
Yeah, everyone's saying
But yeah, she's, like I said, they get on extremely well. They're more like sisters than mother and daughter. And it's having an awful effect on her. Absolutely, an awful effect.
Okay, well put. John, how are you managing the lockdown, John?
I mean, we're doing all we're supposed to do. You know, just taking advantage of tidying up the yard and doing things that should have been done probably years ago, you know. But I just said I'd ring, and I don't know if there's many other people in that situation, but it's a worrying thing, and it's not nice looking at her. Like I said, she laughs and she smiles, but every now and again you see this this layer of the floor, and she'd say, I'm not bringing this back to the house, dear, you know. I just wouldn't be able to live with it.
Okay. Kind regards to you and your family.
John,
thank you. Eve Dubery, Eve is a Leaving Cert student. Cancel the exams or proceed, Eve?
I think that we should cancel the exams, Joe, and go ahead with predicted grades. I'd agree with Molly's point that we should have our predicted grades and then have the option to sit maybe two or three if we're not happy with them. Mm-hmm. So that the onus will be on us, and obviously there'd be no legal matters brought into it or anything, and it would alleviate some stress off the teachers as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think this for a number of reasons, because first of all, this is, everyone says it's the most stressful exam of your life. Yeah. And having to sit that in the middle of a worldwide pandemic is just, I think it's creating insurmountable pressure for Leaving Cert students. And I know personally, and a lot of my friends are struggling with their mental health and the stress that is being put on us. And I don't think that point is being made enough. And I think making us sit the exam is going to cause severe damage to students.
And when you say, Eve, a lot of people who are suffering mental stress over this, how are they showing that? Are they upset? Are they not sleeping? Are they not eating?
Yeah, well, they're definitely, like, for myself personally, I would always have been a very good student, but I've just been finding myself almost disengaging because it's so difficult to have the self-discipline and sit down and just do your own study without being in a classroom environment. Mm-hmm. And, like, personally, like, we live in Tipperary and our broadband isn't the best, and we have four of us sharing the one laptop, so that's really not ideal for online learning.
Yeah.
And then you have the likes of special needs students who would have had access to resources all the way up along, and resource classes with SNAs, and now that's been taken away from them. I also feel that the student voice has been significantly undermined because, you know, the ISSU survey that they did, only 19%, there was 46,000 responses and only 19% voted to have the Leaving Cert postponed. Yet still, that was the result. And I don't think that's fair at all.
What do you mean? That was the biggest single option that was supported. Is that it?
Well, the result was 49% voted for predicted grades and 19% voted to have the Leaving Cert postponed.
Okay.
Yeah. And the Students' Union were only informed of that decision a half an hour before the announcement.
And who was the July 29th option on the table at that stage, no?
Just the only option was to have the exams postponed till July or August.
Yeah. But your point is this is the most stressful time in the world for people. And you want it cancelled.
Yeah, definitely want it cancelled, yeah.
If nothing else, for our mental health.
Yeah, no, it's doing serious damage to mental health, I think. Yeah.
Okay, good point, very good point. Thanks, Eve, kind regards. David O'Donoghue, David, you were a Leaving Cert student last year. What happened?
I was in sixth year last year up until November.
Okay.
And between the start of the year to November, I found it extremely stressful, and I found that, you know, at the beginning I was missing a few days in school, and a few days turned into a few weeks, and I just took the decision to go back into fifth year for half the year and then go back into sixth year to do it again, you know?
Wow. Did you make that?
I think this year that, you know, I've built up a lot of confidence, and, you know,
right.
I think I'm actually, you know, at my true potential, and, you know, I think I've been working very hard throughout the whole year, and, you know, I think if it went to predicted grades, so it would actually be a fair reflection in most cases for all students, because, you know, like the relationship that you'd have with the teacher, they'd know exactly what you're capable of doing, how hard you're working, how involved in class you are. And if that was to be overviewed by the SEC, I think it would be a very accurate and fair prediction of for each student.
Well, what about the option that a lot of people seem to be going for? That is, you can pick which predictive grade, you pick a predictive grade from your mock for whatever subject, and you stick with that, and you have the option of sitting papers where you obviously think you might be able to do better. So in other words, you mightn't be sitting seven or eight papers, you might only be sitting three, which would reduce numbers, obviously, in terms of social distancing and all.
I know from a few lads that I was in school with last year that are repeating this year didn't actually do the mocks, and they're going for the likes of medicine or very high courses. So I don't think that would be, you know, fair in it, like in its own sense. But I think that predicted grades in themselves, like if you were to get predicted grades, and let's say the service was to sit the exams then later on in the year. But I know myself that, you know, I've taken this extra year, like many other people that are repeating. And, you know, I kind of just want to move on, but I feel like everything's on hold, you know?
Well
and
done.
I know even, like, you know, even, you know, the pandemic that we're in at the moment, you know, it may, you know, it may be kind of a selfish thing, but we all have to remember that this will be over, you know?
Yeah. Well, by the way, well done on taking that mature decision to hold off on the Leaving Cert and go to take a year, basically. And, well, you didn't take a year off, you studied. But, yeah. And did you make that decision entirely on your own, David?
Well, I was...
Because you would have been under pressure from your mates in school and to stay...
For the most part, I put a lot of pressure on myself, but it was a lot of kind of, motivational, but it was a lot of negative pressure, and I think it kind of got a bit too much. And I think that, you know, I didn't want to, you know, go through a year where I knew that I wasn't going to be true to myself and just show... Mm-hmm. what I'm actually capable of doing. And I think that, you know, I think it was the best decision I could have made, you know?
Okay, well done. And you'd be an extra year older going into college, which always helps as well, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, David O'Donoghue in Dublin, thanks indeed. Eimear, good afternoon. Your daughter, she is due to go to a university in Eindhoven. What's happening? What will happen?
Well, she has a spot, but she needs a certificate of not so much points, Joe. She needs to have a certificate to say that she has completed her secondary education, and she needs that before the end of August. And if the Leaving Cert is postponed and goes ahead for the end of July, she won't have it. And there's no postponement. She can't fail until September. So it's extremely hard to get into this university. She's worked for the last 2 years on project work to try and get in. So it'll all go by the wayside if her hope is that there would be some form of predictive grades with, as a lot of your listeners are saying, with maybe the option to sit one subject, do however many subjects you can, or that you will do. So that's her hope, that she then gets her predictive grades, which would signal the end of her secondary education. Mm-hmm. And she would be able to take up the place.
And what course is she hoping to do in Eindhoven, Netherlands?
It's the Design Academy in Eindhoven. It's a Bachelor in Design, but it's an unusual one. But it's one that she set her heart on when she was in transition year, and she has worked like weekends, summers. She didn't go off on holidays, mates.
You're great.
Because they've had quite a number of projects over the period running up to interview. So
line going. And how is she at the moment, not knowing?
She's on a walk, Joe. And I would have put her on, actually, but she's actually out for a walk, as I set her out. When she heard all the discussion all day from early morning, there's been discussion about it. So she's just very anxious. Wants some kind of...
And when you say design, Eimear, do you mean industrial design?
No, it's actually... Now, again, I would wish she was here that she could explain it better to you. But it's actually design applying design to everything in life. HSE, be it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's design thinking is the course. It's a very interesting one, I would say. But anyway, hopefully it works out. Hopefully that she can take the place up, Joe. But at the moment, you know, the uncertainty is just just huge.
Well, I just have the statement in from the Department of Education and Skills about that meeting today with all the stakeholders, as they say, where it basically says we've decided nothing. The group also received updates and measures that were put in place to support the well-being of students. I want to thank the members of the group, this is the Minister, for your ongoing engagement, support work. Our discussion here today will assist in making decisions regarding arrangements for the Leaving Cert. So the can has been kicked down the road again.
Oh, dear.
That's
not ideal. You know?
The group continued discussions on the practicality of holding the Leaving Cert exam, given the constraints of social distancing and other measures that may be required based on available medical advice. The group also discussed alternative assessment models. Now, I'm sure some of the people, the meeting is just over, I'm sure some of the people who are at the meeting will be talking, and maybe that's a holding exercise now. There's no decision being made in the, well, not today anyway, but it looks. But okay, Eimear, kind
right.
and like so many courses abroad, the one in Eindhoven is done through English, isn't it?
Yeah,
incredible. Yeah, incredible options now for young people.
Okay, amazing.
Okay, Eimear, right. Kind regards. 51551, my chance.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Lee, that's a statement from the Department of Education and Skills. The Minister, Joe McHugh, TD, basically saying that the meeting made no decision. And he thanks them for their ongoing support and discussions will assist in making decisions, obviously, later on. Mark Hogan, Leaving Cert student. Mark.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. And yourself?
I'm getting through it, I guess.
Okay, you're doing your Leaving Cert. One, were you aware of these mock exam cheating sites? Now, I know they're not the be-all and end-all because there's cheating sites, but you don't know which mock paper. I think there's three or four companies. But anyway, were you aware of the cheating sites?
Yes, I was aware they were going around.
Okay. Should the Leaving Cert be cancelled?
In my opinion, I agree with like what other people were saying about how there should be a predictive grading system, and then if you aren't happy, you should have the opportunity to repeat or sit papers, as it would lower numbers. And as well, like for example, the course I want to study, there is a maths requirement, and if I wasn't to meet that maths requirement, I'd like the opportunity to try and prove that I could reach it.
Okay. So how many papers do you think you would do, Mark?
I'd say maximum two or three.
Okay, that's fascinating. Yeah, because that's the most popular suggestion. That's the suggestion that was made by a number of students earlier on. That's easily the most popular. That students have a choice to take predictive, but they have the choice. They make the decision. It's not foisted on them. They, in other words, that rules out legal, etc., etc. Hopefully, they have the choice whether to accept their predictive grade. If they accept it, they must abide by it, or else they could. If there's some papers they think they might do better, they could do it. And as we're hearing, I think the feeling is that students would be doing two or three papers, which would reduce. Now I know this is not mathematically obvious. Are certain, sorry, but that will reduce the number in the exam hall by up to 50%, if not more. So, how did you, how are you managing the lockdown?
Like, as other people were saying, I'm not doing half as much work as I wish I was doing, but it's just a motivation thing. Like, a lot of my teachers might not be doing the online classes as they might not have good broadband. Like, I've had lots of issues connecting on different sources for the live calls, like live classes. And then as well, there's just, I'm seeing a lack of motivation from other students.
Yeah, that's what we're here. That's across the board, Mark, I think, in fairness. That's no reflection on the students. Mark, you mind yourself. Mark Hogan. Anne-Marie Marr, what do you think of the Minister's statement in the last few minutes? I've made no decision.
Oh, Joe, I am so cross. I had texted you in earlier on, but I was actually just about to call you when I spoke to your researcher. I just can't believe that they've kicked the can down the road again. I really can't. I'll tell you about our own situation in a few minutes, but, I mean, is anybody taking into account the students' mental health at this stage?
Yeah.
You know, Joe, I'm so cross. Our situation, our daughter, 19, doing her Leaving Cert, she has a medical condition.
Okay.
We attend Crumlin and we attend Limerick General Hospital. She is in, I suppose, I think maybe a bit of a unique position in that she needs a scribe, but in her case she also does languages.
Okay.
So the one scribe isn't sufficient.
No, of course,
she needs a scribe for her Irish, she needs a scribe for her French. How can anybody, you know, I know there's no guarantees in life, but how can anybody guarantee that that's going to work out for her, that the scribes aren't carriers of COVID, have had COVID? We're just so worried. I mean, even netting her back in for the two weeks that they're talking about, what happens if she picks it up then? I mean, I suppose we wouldn't even, I don't think she'd even go in for those 2 weeks, which already is putting her at a disadvantage. you know, she's been so disadvantaged in every way, really.
So so the least worst option is predictive.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I think Eve, maybe, that spoke there earlier on, actually our daughter knows Eve. They won a scholarship from UCC to go to China a couple of years ago. Wow. So when she heard Eve on, she straight away knew who it was.
Eve Dubry, yeah.
Yeah, and I think absolutely the predictive grades and those maybe that are not happy to be able to sit their exam at some stage. I know in Claire's case, she was within, I think, 4 or 5 points of what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mentioned in my text, because of her medical condition, she has applied to the CAO through the DARE system.
Okay.
And all those deadlines were met before COVID ever came into being. So all those details are on file with the department. I just don't see why it can't happen.
Okay. But you say she's within 4 points in her mock, so where would that leave her for her preferred options? You follow me? Would she have to try and do one or two papers if they were available, if that option was available?
Possibly, Joe. I'm not even sure of the answer to that.
Okay, are you hoping that the points will go down for her course?
Possibly so, and I know DARE would give her something a leeway within about 10, 15, 20 points,
excellent.
Depending.
Excellent.
Depending
What's she hoping to do, Emily?
She wants to fulfil her lifelong dream of becoming a primary school teacher.
Ah, wonderful.
It's all she has ever wanted to do from the day she went to junior.
Isn't that incredible? And wouldn't it be just magnificent in a school to have different teachers who have different stories, and your daughter definitely has a different story. That would be magnificent.
Absolutely.
For the children, as it's a great profession.
She's quite a talented singer musician. Yeah. She would bring all that to a primary school with her. Yeah, very social conscious girl. Has travelled, has had the opportunity to go, as I said, to China through the UCC programme.
But as you say, you're attending Our Lady's Children's Hospital and the University Hospital Limerick, so that tells us something about her medical condition. So above all, I hope she stays as well as she can, Anne-Marie, and that things work out, because by the sounds of it, she'd make a magnificent primary school teacher. Anne-Marie, thanks indeed.
Thank you, Joe. And please, Joe, put out the call to Joe McHugh. Who is taking the students' perspective into account? Who is taking their mental health into account?
Something needed to come out
from that statement today, Joe. Some certainty.
Yeah, I don't think there's... In the last few years, it's happened, unfortunately, but I don't think there's any bigger shock than hearing that someone you know who was about to sit there leaving cert could only see darkness. It's just so awful.
And absolutely.
The leaving cert does not mean darkness for anybody under any circumstances. But you're right, the mental pressure is horrific at times.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not an easy job. I know that, and we're in totally unprecedented times, Joe. But unprecedented times call for measures like this that you may not take at another time.
Okay, Anne-Marie. Thanks indeed. Joe at rt.ie.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Before the break, Anne-Marie Marr was talking about her daughter Claire, but you and Anne-Marie was on the radio talking. Claire, text in. Claire, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay.
The line
doesn't sound great. What do you think of the Minister for Education statement saying we have made a decision?
I just feel so disappointed over it. We have no clarity for the past weeks and we still have nothing now.
And that's the way it's going to be. And you're in, as your mum explained, you're in an unusual situation because of your serious underlying medical condition, given you're attending Our Lady's Children's and University Limerick. How, you're within a couple of points of getting, if the mocks were to be taken into account, of getting into primary teaching, which is your lifelong ambition.
Yeah.
So would you take predictive grades, Claire?
I would definitely. Like, I don't want to risk my health by going in to do exams. Like, I understand why people want to do them, but predictive grades to me is the best scenario at the moment. Through DARE, like, there's a reduced point system, so I should get my course from the mock results. And, like, people who have applied to DARE as well will be putting their health at risk by going into exams, and it will be the same situation. They'd have reduced points by their predicted grade as well.
And how have you been managing routine-wise in the last 7 weeks, Claire?
I'm finding it difficult. Like, my teachers have been brilliant. Like, yeah. I have Zoom classes, I have classes every day. But sometimes if I'm sick on a certain day, I won't be able to do anything.
Okay.
So I'm at a disadvantage because of that as well.
And does your illness mean, well, any illness, but does your illness mean that you do not, under any circumstances, want to get COVID-19?
Yeah, say when the swine flu was here, I don't know what year it was, but my family, I barely remember it myself, but it was touch and go. And if I got COVID-19, I genuinely don't know what would happen.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow. So the exam.
And I've emailed the minister and lots of different TDs in the department, and I haven't got a lot of clarity from that either.
Well, nobody has. Nobody has from that statement this afternoon either, I can tell you, got any clarity.
Just for people like me as well, I think we're just being left in the dark a bit.
Yeah. And Claire, am I being blunt when I say, from what you've said to me, and if I heard it correctly, you're saying if you were to do the Leaving Cert under the current circumstances where COVID-19 is present in the country and in a significant amount, it could be a matter of life or death for you.
Yeah, maybe if I do get it bad, I don't know what would happen.
Okay.
I'd be in hospital for weeks anyway, I'd say.
Okay, but you won't get it, please God, you won't. And you've
no, you're exactly, and I just want the chance.
Okay, well, you're a fantastic advocate.
Get my course.
You're a fantastic advocate for the department to make a decision to, in your case, to use predictive, and as is your mother. Stay well. Look after each other, Claire.
Thanks,
and
Anne-Marie.
Joe. Thank you, Petal. I shouldn't say Petal. Say that to my own daughter. She gives out to me. Thank you, Claire. Thank you, Anne-Marie. Leah and Lucy. Leah, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
What should we do?
Well, I personally am in favour of cancelling the exams and going with the predictive grades point of view. Basically, for me, I'm living with two parents who have been on cancer treatment this year.
Okay.
One who is on chemo currently, and my mother who just finished radiation.
And what, so what do you think of the statement from the minister today? I haven't made a decision.
Yeah, I'm so disappointed with that. I think like we've all faced such frustration in the past few weeks or months even, waiting for a decision. And I just feel that student voice needs to be taken into consideration more. Like, it really would make us lose faith in their appreciation of us as young people and our place in society, I suppose. And I'm just really frustrated that it's not kind of... It doesn't seem to be a priority to give us the answers that we need.
Yeah.
And... It would really just make you lose faith.
You know, don't lose faith, Lee. You've a lot ahead of you, a lot of good times ahead of you. Don't worry. Stay well, Leah. That's Leah Farrell. Lucy, have you managed to hear about the minister's statement, which is, I've made no decision?
Yes, I have.
And what's your reaction?
I'm quite disappointed. In my situation personally, I have a little brother with autism, and I am terrified that if I were to sit my exams, that I would bring the virus home to my parents, who are my brother's primary carers.
And yes.
My little brother would come in to me regardless of when I'm doing my work. You know, it doesn't really matter. But if my parents were to get it, I was to get it, my older brother was to get it too, we're suddenly left in a situation, my brother's 9, that he has no primary carer. You know, he wouldn't understand why mommy and daddy are in their beds all the time and he can't get in with them, and he wouldn't understand why I'd be in the same situation. And I think for people like me with, you know, I know I'm not alone. One of my best friends is in the exact same situation. Her brother's slightly older than mine. But it's just the fear that, you know, he's already missing out on so much school time, obviously because of good reason. But it's so hard to think of putting my parents in that position. Okay. And then, you know, he's left without a carer while we're all sick.
Okay. Lucy, very well put, by the way. Very well put.
Thank you.
And kind regards to you and your wonderful family. Thanks, Lucy. Mark McGrath is on sound. Elaine Conlon is the BCO, researched by Richie Byrne, and Rebecca Meehan produced. 51551, wash your hands, continues, as you know, right throughout the station. And Ray Darcy is next.